Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Move! You're falling right into what it wants! God damn it, move, Arthur!
I don't want to. Fuck. But it's
telling you what you want to hear. Now move!
Where?
Left.
Why are you running?
Jesus.
Right. Stay right.
Where do you plan to go?
Left, Arthur, again.
God damn it. What the hell did we trip on?
I don't know. Something beneath the moss. You drop the lighter. Grab it. We need to keep moving.
How? There's no way out.
There's something here. Beneath the moss you tripped on.
What?
It's remains.
God.
Human remains.
Fuck.
It might be the man from the boat.
God damn it.
The flesh has been stripped from his body, but the things he carried remained. There's a large rope. He's coiled it around his body.
Okay.
There's also a lantern. A bullseye lantern with a shutter.
A lantern?
It looks strange, though. The curvature of it. The blackened metal shutter. It seems out of place in general.
Okay. It'll be easier to use than the lighter. We need to find the way out.
Oh, Arthur. The lantern emits an odd aura. Its bullseye shutter pointedly projecting on the wall of the cavern.
Okay, but...
No, Arthur. A strange black smoke trails from the burning wick in a line. As if... leading us.
Leading?
Yes. I think we should follow it. Move! The black tendril-like smoke is creating a path in the dim of the caves. It's between that or randomly guessing a way out, so move! Keep your hand on the left wall. Left again. Keep right.
I feel like we're just moving deeper in. Are you sure?
No, but what choice do we have? Keep the lamp up. The smoke is thin, it's difficult to see. Stop! Above us. The smoke is rising straight up.
Fuck.
No, no! I can see the light of the surface.
The ceiling?
Yes. I think we can break through.
I'm so hungry.
Now, Arthur!
Jesus. Is it?
No. It's not following.
God damn it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What? Me?
Why didn't you move?
I did. I couldn't help it.
The moss is already eating away at the bottom of your pants. You need to listen to me next time.
I'm sorry. I thought maybe it could help us.
How?
I don't know.
Let's just head toward the cliffs. I'm tired of this fucking desert.
How? I assume this isn't the way we came in.
The blue sun. We just need to wait again until it reveals them.
All right. Can we not see anything? I thought these cliffs were massive.
No, this desert. It's deceptive. As strange as it sounds, I'm not entirely sure the cliffs are able to be seen in any other light. Until we arrive at them, that is.
This is far from home.
It's not even a reality in the way we think of one.
Well, I at least want to get away from this hole.
Okay. Don't forget the lantern.
Right. What the fuck is this thing? It revealed a way out?
Once we lit it, the smoke that curled from it guided us. It showed a way out. It was no different than smoke otherwise. Perhaps slightly thicker and more...
More what?
I don't know. It seemed stiff in the air.
Jesus. It was next to the body. You said it might have been from the man from the boat.
Maybe. There's no one else here that we've seen or met.
What do you suppose happened? Why did he draw a flower bulb if he didn't want us to come here?
We failed to count our steps. It's entirely possible we were nowhere near the map's marker.
No, but if that were him...
Perhaps he came across it just as we did. It's not impossible something like that could have emerged after a sandstorm, or even been dug as a trap.
It did feel like a trap. Like a... Nepenthes.
A what?
A pitcher plant. It's a carnivorous plant that catches flies by emitting a sugary secretion, and then when the fly lands, it closes its lid.
Perhaps.
Look, I'd rather walk in any direction than none right now.
And if we end up heading back to the boat, we're in the opposite direction.
The lantern. Did I say we were looking for a way out before we lit it?
I don't recall. I think so.
I wonder why it guided us.
You think it's worth trying again?
We want to find the cliffs. Anything?
Yes. Slowly, black smoke is curling up. It's heading to the left of us.
Brilliant. The left?
Yes.
Fair enough. Is it more or less a straight line?
More or less.
The lantern doesn't feel all that heavy. I'd rather save the oil for now.
All right. We have our direction.
Did we nearly die back there?
Yes.
Right.
Our intention is to stay alive, isn't it?
Of course. I just felt like there was more.
More to what?
I feel it could have told us something. I don't know. Don't you feel like we keep running away from things? We don't know who could be valuable as an ally. We don't really know who is our enemy here, and if...
Everyone, Arthur! Everyone is our enemy! What don't you get about that?
That's not true. The traitor, the three soldiers, both...
The traitor is not a friend. Neither are the three soldiers. What the fuck has gotten into you?
What? What is that supposed to mean?
We are lost in the Dreamlands, Arthur. Why the fuck do you care about making allies?
Because we don't know how to get home, John. If we run away from everything we meet, we may be missing answers on how to find a way home.
I don't know if you're naive or ignorant. Or perhaps the fact that you can't see the landscape confuses you. But we are not safe here. I would much rather kill whatever approaches before it tries to kill us.
Well, that's a really cold way to view the world, John. If we
This isn't the world, Arthur! The sky is dark for a matter of minutes. The sands are red. The colors of the sky change minute by minute. There are creatures here that exist only in dreams. The landscape shifts and ripples like it's alive. This is the one place we need to start treating seriously. You're going to get us killed otherwise. Do you understand? You're like a child wandering into a lion enclosure. Your preconceived notions of cartoon animals makes you think this thing wants to be your friend. It does not. Nothing here does. At most, they may be indifferent.
And if we miss a chance at answers because of this overly cautious approach, that...
Then we miss a chance. But we're alive. That's a fair trade, Arthur, as far as I'm concerned.
Fine.
I lost you there for a moment, Arthur. You seemed enthralled.
I suppose I was.
You need to be smarter than that. We need to be smarter than that. This place, it thinks it's smarter than both of us. We can't let it be. The sky is turning blue.
Brilliant.
Yes, we're... Oh, we're nearly there. It's right before us. Somehow hidden against the heat of the desert. Arthur, it's massive. This is no cliff, it's the base of a mountain.
Wow.
Keep going. Here, stop.
Well, what now?
Well, this isn't an easy climb by any means, but the rope might help. It's nearly a straight-up wall. I recognize why cliff was a more appropriate name.
Okay.
It would be slow going.
Right. Well, there's also a chance that there could be an easier way if we walk along the wall.
True.
After all, if Frank came this way, he very well might have found a way up.
It's your call. We can start now, right here, or spend a little time walking the wall to see if Frank found an easier way.
I don't know why, but I feel like we should walk along this cliff before trying our hand at scaling this wall.
All right. Right or left?
Let's go right, since that would be where anyone coming from the boat would have arrived.
Okay. You should put the lamp away, Arthur.
Right. You don't think it will...
It may come in handy.
I suppose we could have just asked it to show us the way up.
Assuming it doesn't have a cost.
A cost?
Remember what Armitage said, Arthur. Like the tooth in your pocket, or knowledge that isn't meant for you. Everything has a cost.
You think the lantern does too?
I don't know. But if we don't need it, I think it's wise to leave it alone for now.
All right. What is... Oh, right! The glass! The glass that the trader gave to us. Wait, what did you see in the glass again? It was a cliff, wasn't it?
Yes. A stone bluff, I believe.
Cost aside, we should look through again.
All right. Yes, I see it again. A red stone bluff high above. It's cutting across the sky. It sits far above a red sand-filled desert. Arthur, this is the cliffs we're at now.
I knew it.
Large dunes like the ones to our right. This is the edge of the desert, and again, right before the cliff stands a tall stone obelisk. The color of sandstone. Pale yellow with what I think are carvings on it. Also, there may be a hole in the side of the canyon wall.
Amazing.
Well done.
I knew it sounded familiar.
All right. So, we walk until we find this obelisk.
Yes. Glass of Leng. That's what it was called, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Why does it show us this? We didn't ask it anything. We didn't tell it to show us anything. The lantern seemed to show us what we spoke of, but this...
I don't know, but you've gathered quite a collection here.
Of things?
Yes.
Well, we're surviving, as much as we can.
What is that?
Nothing. A little lullaby. It was a tune that,
Faro.
Let's just say that, that song was special to us.
Faro is your daughter.
Yes.
You were married.
I was young, and with someone, yes. She, Faro's mother, she passed away in, when Faro arrived.
Oh. I'm sorry, Arthur.
It's all right.
You took care of her yourself?
Not entirely, no. I wasn't, I didn't want to, I wasn't enough.
Not enough for what?
I had a different life then, focused on the wrong things. Writing.
Writing? You were a writer? Before becoming a private investigator?
No. Writing music.
You were a composer?
Yes. Nothing of any major influence, but yes, I had a few songs that I sold that made it onto the radio. But I told you I didn't want to talk about this. I can't talk about this. Not... Just please.
I'm sorry. I see it. The obelisk, it's just before us now. A few hundred feet away.
Amazing.
Are you okay?
Yes, let's just focus. Frank must have come this way too.
Well, this obelisk is massive. Tall sandstone, it reaches maybe 40 feet high.
And the carvings?
Yes.
Can you make out any of them?
No. It may be a language, but I don't know it.
It's warm from the stars. It doesn't feel rough like stone, though, nor exactly smooth. It feels...
artificial.
Yes. So what the hell is this?
I have no idea.
Okay. Should we check around its base, maybe?
It seems to go straight into the ground, though the markings on it are not cut off. Clearly this is its entirety, or at least as much as should be above ground.
So, best guesses. A marker?
Perhaps. Or a grave site?
Rather opulent grave. A beacon?
Yes.
A signpost? Directions to another...
desert?
I don't know.
A marker.
Yeah, you think?
The hole in the canyon wall.
Right!
It must lead somewhere.
Okay, so where is this hole?
To our left. The cliff wall moves in slightly here, as if this is an intended entrance into something. A pathway through the canyon, perhaps. It's right before us. Slow down, let me look. The hole is large enough to fit through with ease, but only about 4 feet wide.
Like a doorway?
Sort of. Only the top is pointed like a triangle and jagged, irregular. If it was made by someone, it was meant to look natural, as if the rock simply broke open one day, revealing this passage.
Am I sure about this?
No. But has that stopped us before?
No.
This is a large circular cave. The soft light from outside fills the room with a red glow. The walls are seemingly naturally occurring, however, the cave is round. Its roof is not much higher than the door.
So just a cave, then?
Not entirely. The floor. It's a round, carved ring. A circle with two steps down towards a pedestal in the center.
Like an amphitheater?
Yes, but far too small, and the steps are too shallow. This is maybe 20 feet across. Sand still covers most of the floor.
What is on the pedestal? Oh, wait, wait, wait!
What?
We should just look, not approach yet.
Why?
It could be a trap of some sort. We don't...
I can't see from here, Arthur.
All right, just approach tentatively.
It's a simple stone pedestal rising up maybe 4 feet from the center of this ring. In the center of the pedestal, also made out of stone, is a wheel. Half of it sticking out.
Half of it out?
Yes, we can only see half of the radius of the wheel. The other half is hidden in the stonework, along with what I assume is the axle. It's like a spinning wheel, but only half exposed.
So we could push it, or roll it, and it would presumably move within the pedestal?
Presumably.
Strange. Is there nothing else in this room? A way out?
Nothing I can see. It seems this is the only function of this room.
Well then.
Well then.
Do we push the wheel?
We've come this far, Arthur. Do you really want to turn around and head back?
No, but... I mean, we could still go back and climb the cliff.
Why the hesitancy?
Because we have no idea what lay ahead, and... for some reason, this decision feels important.
How?
I don't know. As if there's no going back.
There is no going back.
You think?
I know.
You know?
Yes. The Dreamlands. We have to keep moving forward.
Right. You mean in order to leave this place behind?
Yes. Leaving the dream for what's real.
Right.
What?
Nothing. It just reminded me of something. The ordered intermingling of the real and of the dream. The mill above the river and the mist above the stream. The life of ceaseless labor, brave with song and cheery call. The radiant skies of evening with its rainbow over us all.
That's very sweet.
It's called An Old Sweetheart of Mine. It's about a man remembering fondly how he courted his wife. Anyway, just popped into my head. My gut feeling says we turn it.
Gut feeling?
Yes. It's a way to say following your instincts over logic.
Should we be sacrificing logic?
I don't think there's a logical choice here. When no logical choice applies, gut feeling. So, shall we turn this thing?
If we're listening to your gut now, I suppose so. Arthur, the room is turning!
Yes, I can feel it. What do we do?
I don't know if we can do anything.
Damn it.
The entrance is sealing.
Fuck. Fuck.
Arthur, this is starting to feel like a trap.
Okay. Think.
I can't see anything. The entryway is sealed completely. We're in darkness now.
Fuck.
Hurry, Arthur. Get the light.
I'm trying.
I can't help us if I can't see anything.
I'm trying.
Arthur, the floor is moving down. Hold on to the pedestal.
Okay. What?
It stopped. Get the lighter.
Okay. What happened?
Nothing. The room looks the same, only the entryway. It's on the other side now. The side facing into the mountains.
And?
And it's open. There's a path leading in.
Oh, Christ. So what, was this just a fucking elevator?
I suppose so.
Fuck, John. I feel dumb.
We did our best for what happened.
Right, okay. So, this thing. Should we just turn it again and head back up?
I don't know. This entryway into the mountain.
Yes, you mentioned that. Mountain.
Yes. The cliffs were merely the base of something much larger. I have to assume...
Okay, but the darkness...
Look, our options are to head back up and out towards the cliffs and climb. Or we take our chances and head under the mountain.
In all likelihood, Frank would have climbed over.
Would he have?
Maybe.
Is it not equally possible that he did exactly what we did? Met the cliff face and walked along it until he found this?
Yes, you're right.
Either way, whether he went over or under, he vaguely is headed in the same direction we're going.
Okay, but into the darkness?
It's no different for you, and frankly, I feel like being less exposed to the outside elements may be safer.
All right, point made. Into the dark.
We might as well stop and light the lantern.
Right! Hey! That could be an easy out, too.
Ask if we're a way out.
Exactly. Show us the way out.
The smoke is rising back up.
Right. Down.
Look, we can still use it for its light. And there seems to be only one path out of this room. Why don't we use the lantern when we come to a crossroads? Maybe then we can ask it a more specific question.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Yes?
This is not just a natural path. This is a carved stone walkway, more or less.
How so?
The ground is well worn with footfall, but it quickly leads to a set of steps that lead down. The wall to our left is smooth as if done by tools. It's a tight passage, but it seems to open up just ahead.
I think the more light we can get on us, the better.
Wouldn't that make us more of a target?
Maybe. But think about what kind of creatures could exist down here. Things that have adapted to the darkness.
Yes.
Bright lights would be a detriment for sure.
I see your point. There. Oh.
What?
The right side of the passage opens up to... nothingness. It drops straight down into abyssal black.
Wonderful.
I can't actually see the far wall of the cavern anymore. It just seems to be gone. Only the left wall remains.
Well, that's quite unsettling.
Do you fear the dark?
At one point, I may have. Now it's just second nature.
Then why fear the darkness to our right?
It's not the darkness I fear, John. It's what hides in the darkness. The possibilities of what lay beyond that are limitless. A set of eyes could be watching us now, standing cold and motionless on the far side of the black. A creature of immense size could be reaching out at us as we speak, or it could be nothing. Just a void of quiet and shadow that yearns to draw us in and devour us.
You fear the unknown.
All humans do. It's the most primal of our fears. It's the dark simply hides it.
I understand.
Do you not share that fear?
I suppose I do. I fear what may come of me when all this ends.
You fear about returning to the dark world.
It's unknown whether or not it will happen.
Yes, well, it's not quite the same, but I see your connection. You're speaking more to the unknowns of a decision rather than the unknowingness of what lies beyond.
I suppose that, for me, it could yield both the good and the bad.
Fair point.
Anyway, the stairs continue to descend.
Okay.
What was that poem again?
An old sweetheart of mine.
I quite liked it. Do you know any more?
Of course.
Would you recite another?
I suppose. What about?
Anything. Whatever moves you in the moment.
Weary am I of the tumult, sick of the staring crowd, pining for wild sea places where the soul may think aloud. Fled is the glamour of cities, dead is the ghost of a dream, while I pine anew for the tint of blue on the breast of the old Gulf Stream. I have had my dance with folly, nor do I shirk the blame. I have sipped the so-called wine of life and paid the price of shame. But I know that I shall find surcease, the rest of my spirit craves. Where the rainbows play in the flying spray, mid the keen salt kiss of the waves. Then it's ho, for the plunging deck of a bark, the hoarse song of the crew, with never a thought of those we left or what we are going to do, nor heed the old ship's burning, but break the shackles of care, and at last be free on the open sea, with the trade winds in our hair.
You yearned freedom.
I think we both do.
I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed remembering it. No bitter memory attached to that one. Would you like another?
Stop!
What?
There's something in the distance. Something off to our far right in the darkness. It's a light. Thin and wispy, like glowing dust.
Is it?
It's moving.
Oh, shit.
It's still far away. Let's keep moving.
Okay.
The bottom.
That was a long walk down.
Yes, but it's flat here now. The right is still open to emptiness, but the left wall seems a little more natural.
Is there still the glowing dust to the right?
Yes. Arthur, it's growing closer.
Okay.
It's bright now. As if it's turned on a lamp. Jesus, it's growing larger. It's coming here, whatever it is.
What do we do?
It's a strange flying creature. It's only about a yard long. It has bright white eyes that shine in the darkness. It's staring at us, softly moving its fin-like hands as if waiting in the air.
What? Is it? Does it look dangerous?
I don't know. It looks like a salamander of sort. Long tendril-like whiskers drawn out from its face. A long, thin tail wafts almost weightlessly behind it. Oh. It's circling us, curiously.
We don't mean you harm.
Its eyes are so bright, it's difficult to see.
We're friendly here. We only mean to find a way out. Does it seem to respond to that?
Honestly, Arthur, I can't tell. It's so bright. It doesn't seem dangerous, though. It seems childlike in its inquisitiveness. It floats about us like an animal would.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that thing is so bright.
Is it following? Oh.
I don't think so. It seems to be floating over the chasm where we met it.
Are we being foolish? Should we try to talk with it some more?
I don't know. Ugh.
Do you understand us?
It's just floating there. Arthur, at least shield our eyes. I can't while I'm holding the lantern.
Right. Hi. Look, we are friends. We don't know our way around the darkness. Are you a friend?
It's cocked its head to the side, along with its body. It seems to be maybe understanding.
Is there anything fun that we have?
Fun? Arthur.
Oh, the shaving kit.
You want to shave this thing?
No, but did it look like it had maybe a mirror?
We never opened it. Yes, there's a small mirror.
Aha! Eh?
Seems to like the mirror. Arthur, I think you're becoming a bit distracted.
No, no, this is brilliant. Look, you already said how bright its eyes were.
Yes.
It must be some sort of defense against whatever lay in the dark down here.
You think having a friend would help with that?
Why not? It can't hurt. Is it still looking in the mirror?
Yes. You moving it like that is reflecting the light from its eyes. Oh, point it towards the right, towards the darkness. Maybe we can see the far wall.
Oh, like this?
Yes. Nothing. I'm starting to understand your fear.
Well, I'm glad this little guy likes the gift. Here.
I don't think he's capable of taking it.
Right. Well, do you know a way out?
He's just staring at us.
Okay. Well, I suppose we should keep moving. Bye. Little friend.
He's following.
Ha! All right. Brilliant.
I don't know how useful all of this is.
It can be helpful. Trust me.
Ah, Arthur. There's a fork in the road. One leads to the left within a tight passage. The other continues straight along this pathway.
Okay. Oh! Let's ask the lamp. Which way will lead us forward towards an exit?
The smoke is rising. It's leading towards the left, down further.
Okay, well...
Wait.
What?
The creature. It's moving forward along this same pathway we're on now.
Oh. Going so soon?
No, it's waiting for us. As if... guiding.
You're kidding.
I don't know, Arthur. Maybe it's just heading back home. There's no way to tell.
Are you showing us a quicker way out?
It just cocked its head.
Well, it seems to think forward is the way to go.
The lantern says left.
Yes, but the lantern is just a thing. For all we know, it'll lead us towards an exit, but it could be back towards the desert.
And for all we know, this floating lamp thinks we're its new toy.
True.
Look, honestly, I don't trust the lantern either. We don't know its true purpose. What does your gut feeling say?
My gut says this little creature knows its way around the darkness better than you and I ever could. I say we follow it.
To what end?
I don't know. Probably not an exit, but maybe something important.
All right.
You disagree?
No, I don't. It's just... I'm surprised that's what your gut said.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Right. Well, lead the way.
Yes. Straight ahead. Careful here. The path is very thin.
Oh?
Yes, the way the lantern had pointed was carved, like the steps we took. This way is not.
Oh, so this diverges from the path?
Yes.
Well, that matters.
What?
Well, why didn't you say that?
You want to go back?
No, I just... Information like that is important in my decision.
Arthur, look, I'm doing my best, okay?
I know, okay.
Do you want to go back or not?
No, my gut still says this creature.
Just keep hugging the left side. The path here is very narrow. Go very slowly. The wall seems to curve left. There's still nothing to indicate a far wall of this cavern, nor a bottom.
Amazing.
There. It's starting to widen slightly.
God, Jesus. God. Jesus.
That was too close.
Yes. Yes. Far too close.
There. It widens here.
Well, that... I don't want to go back that way if we can avoid it.
It may not be possible.
Why?
This creature has led us to a small outcropping that lay overlooking the darkness below. It's maybe 20 feet long and 10 feet wide. It's gravel mostly underfoot. There's no visible other way out.
Damn. Is there nothing else? What is the creature doing?
He seems to be floating about the middle, hovering over some rocks that... Oh. There's an off-white sheet, maybe.
A white sheet?
Yes, and... Arthur, this is a tent. And what looks to be the remains of a fire?
A campsite?
Yes!
It showed us to a campsite. Brilliant! Well done, friend. Thank you.
There's a small broken wooden dingle stick that held something over a fire. A pot or something else. The tent has long since fallen over, but the area around seems relatively untouched.
Wow.
Careful now. It's still very close to the edge.
No, of course. Well, is there anything by the fire?
A few more steps.
Here?
Yes. Crouch down. Well, there's a tin kettle here, probably from Earth. Definitely looks like it wasn't made here. Remnants of something having been cooked. Drippings, maybe.
How old?
Impossible for me to tell, Arthur. I have no frame of reference for old campfires. A week or 2 years have equal weight.
Do you think this was Frank's?
Maybe.
I wonder why he left it.
Who's to say he did?
You mean?
In the tent.
Oh, Jesus. No, if he never left...
Don't put the cart before the horse. Let's take a look.
All right.
The tent is laying flat. It's fallen. You'll need to lift up the flaps.
Okay.
It's empty.
Thank God.
Well, rather, there's no body. There is a bedroll and what looks to be a broken lantern.
Lantern?
Just a regular lantern.
Right. Well, whomever set this up isn't still here.
No, it looks long since abandoned.
Do you know who was here, friend?
I don't know what you're expecting it to say.
I don't know. Okay. So there's a campfire and some things in the tent. Let's look.
As I said, there's a bedroll, a small crate, a lantern, glass pieces on the bedroll, presumably from the lantern.
Hmm. What does the crate say? Is there anything stamped on the side?
First National Grocery Store.
First National? That's a grocer in Arkham. On Garrison Street, I'm sure of it.
Well, I suppose the possibility that this is Frank is growing.
Would he have lugged all this with him?
A tent? Yes. A crate? Maybe. It's pretty small. If he was leaving home for good to survive, I'm sure he would have brought everything necessary.
What else is here?
I don't know. I can't see what's in the crate.
Is it a grocery crate or a...
Yes, it's open at the top. I can reach inside. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
What?
The broken glass is also in the crate. No, wait. This isn't from a lantern. There's a picture frame in here.
A picture?
Yes, it was lying along the bottom. It's a woman, standing by a park. A city in the background. Arkham, maybe.
Any discernible landmarks?
None that I can see.
Could be next to Miskatonic River.
She's smiling, though her smile looks sad. It looks like it was forgotten at the bottom of the crate.
Well, let's take it.
Yeah?
If it was forgotten...
All right, but we'll leave the frame.
There was a picture missing from Frank's wall, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
Well, that sets it. Anything else in here?
Not that I can see, no.
All right. Well, so the campfire area is pretty bare. But still, if he left this place, he left a lot behind.
Nothing so meaningful, save the photo, to suggest it wasn't purposeful.
True.
Our friend is floating near the chasm.
Lucky he doesn't need to worry about the fall.
Wait.
What?
He's illuminating something laying on a rock near the edge. I think it may be a book.
A book?
Yes. Although it's precariously balanced on the rock near the edge.
How precarious?
Look, this entire outcropping is gravel. I'm not convinced it'll last forever.
But it's what, a few feet from the edge?
Inches.
Okay. Well, we'll be careful then.
Or
what?
Or we've learned enough and head back.
Across the equally precarious path that we've already taken.
True.
Look, whatever that book is, it's clearly important. The little creature seems to think so, maybe. Heading back along the path without grabbing it would be a waste, right?
I don't know. Maybe, but it is a risk.
No more than we've done so far. Look, if that even has a chance to be Frank's, we need to grab it.
You're sure? There's no way we would survive that fall.
We'll be safe. Take it slow.
Okay. Take a few steps. Careful now.
Of course.
A little more. A little more. Okay. Okay. Careful, Arthur. We're about 3 inches from the edge.
Jesus. I can feel the wind from below. It's foul. Thick.
Just move low. Feel the ground around yourself.
Can we see anything?
I don't know, Arthur. You can look over the edge if you want.
Okay.
There's nothing, Arthur. It is a black abyss.
Where is,
By your left foot. There's a medium-sized rock and a book balanced on it. It's leather-bound and well-worn, as if it had been folded.
Folded? Well, what book is it?
Open it. I don't know. It doesn't have an exact title. But I think it's a diary. This is... Arthur! Jesus. You're kidding.
When in doubt, just lay back.
Fuck, Arthur.
Oh, this way, right?
Yes.
I know. Look, we got it. All good.
The expanse, Arthur, the depths. I can't imagine what would be down there.
Now you're getting it.
Getting what?
What I mentioned earlier. Fearing the unknown. I suppose it's trickling its way to you.
Is that me feeding off your emotions, or...
Or what? Are you learning them yourself?
Yes.
I honestly don't know. Part of me thinks that you are learning. Growing, as it were. Becoming your own person with desires and wants. You've expressed feelings different than mine. Thoughts for the future and on the past. We are of two minds, and more I'm realizing two souls as well. There's a bleed-over effect, but you are something entirely your own, John.
Doe.
Yes, John Doe.
Let's get out of here. Back and to the left.
Oh, wait, should we read the diary?
Once we're off this overlook.
Okay, okay. So long, campsite. I don't know if you were used by Frank or what, but I'm taking this as a sign of hope rather than loss. We're not alone.
We are not.
And we're not alone with you, friend. Does it seem to be following?
Yes, it seems to want to follow.
All right. Shall we?
The perch is straight back to the wall, then a tight shimmy left.
Of course.
Careful. The ledge is thin but sturdy.
What?
Is anything broken?
I don't know.
I can't see anything, Arthur. We fell. We fell so far down.
What?
I can't even see where we came from.
The lantern.
I don't know.
What?
We dropped it at some point during the fall.
Oh my God. What is that stench?
I don't know. I can't see.
Okay. I can't. I don't feel the bag. I'm soaking wet. What is...
Get up!
I'm afraid I've broken something.
Well, get up and find out. Nothing feels broken for me.
I don't know, but my ankle really fucking hurts. My back. Oh, goddamn, my back. Oh, goddamn. How are we not dead?
Find the bag.
Okay, okay. This feels wet. Jesus Christ. What are we in? I'm gonna vomit.
Quicker!
Okay, okay. Here.
Oh. We're at the bottom.
Of the drop?
Yeah. I can't see anything above us. Arthur, you're bleeding from somewhere. I can see blood all over your pants. And your hands.
I can taste it. It feels cold.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
Arthur. You've landed on a... I don't know. It looks like piles of sinew. Flesh torn. Bones. This is a graveyard of bloody carnage.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking God. Jesus Christ. We need to move. We need to...
What?
Move. Somewhere. What?
Arthur, to your right. About 5 feet ahead of you. On a pile of... Oh, my God. I don't know. The diary.
Where is it? Where is it? Tell me.
There. One more.
God.
Down. No, not that.
Where does it end?
What?
Where does it end? The diary. What's the last fucking page?
Oh, I don't know. Keep going. There. Stop. Back one. There.
Read it. Now.
I've camped for the time being next to the chasm. I tried to sleep, but I couldn't sleep through the sounds of whatever lay at the bottom. Its heavy gurgled sigh shakes the gravel and haunts my waking mind. I can hear it down there. I can sense its presence. and it, in turn, senses mine. It is hungry, and it is waiting.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.